Hello and welcome to the Much More Podcast, the podcast that aims to help you be more, to be able to reach your fullest potential, and then to be able to give more in terms of that potential. I am your host, Mark Miller, and I'm excited to bring you this one. Let's get into it.
So, welcome back to another episode of the Much More Podcast. I'm so excited to bring you this episode. It is literally my favorite time of year, and that is Christmas season, just experiencing the Christmas spirit. I know for some people, they're not too much of a fan because it brings on a whole lot of other things. But I mean, for me, I just love the Christmas season, spending time with friends, family, and just connecting. And I'm hoping that you're doing that too. Today, what I'm going to be talking to you about is a G word that I don't hear too much about in terms of the coaching circles. You can say it here in bits and pieces, but it's not something that we hear, or it isn't as popular as the one G word that we often hear about, which is gratitude, right? To be grateful for the things we have. And I'm not here to diss gratitude. Having gratitude can bring so much change into the way you think, to the way you live, to the way that you interact with people. It's coming with a position of gratefulness. Because we know that you can't be unhappy and grateful at the same time. This is something that is spoken about by so many coaches, by so many people within this industry. And it has its place. G word that I don't really hear too much of, and that is the word I want to speak about today, because it is the season to be jolly, right? It's the season of giving. And that G word is generosity. When we're speaking about generosity, I mean, there's an element where I want us to develop a generous mindset. I want us to develop a mindset around generosity. And you're asking me, what does that mean, Mark? What does it mean to develop a generous mindset? Well, I think it starts with a mindset of an abundance. And hear me out here. Hear me out. I'm not here by all saying that you need to give away everything that you have, right, in terms to be generous, that everything is just going to come to you. I think we have different seasons, right, where we will accumulate more and we will have less. However, when I'm talking about a mindset of abundance, what I'm also talking about is a mindset of stewardship. We have to steward and grow and be part of the abundance growing mindset, way in which we grow whatever it is that we want to give out, right? There is something that when we get given and trusted something, it is part of our responsibility to expand, to create, to do those powerful things in order to give more when we need to. So abundance mindset isn't just thinking that it'll just fall in your lap. I mean, for some people it does and they're super lucky, but it's also to take what we have, to nurture it, to look after it, to cultivate it and to grow it. That's what it means to have abundance mindset. And that's where generosity starts, is knowing that what you have the ability to create and make it bigger. And with the right community, you can even make it bigger than what you ever thought possible. So that is an abundance mindset, and that's what you need to get into. Not just thinking that everything is going to fall in our lap. So we have to make that distinguish right in the beginning. When we feel abundance, when you have that stewardship, when we start developing these things and growing it right and being good with the talents that we've been given, we can start to share and we can be grateful then in receiving as well. And that's also where generosity comes in, is for you to be grateful in receiving. So when it gets given to you, be grateful, but give back. Too much is given, much will be expected. So you've got to be able to give back. Thing is, the generosity mindset can be quite difficult to cultivate. And I mean, we often hear this when we're around kids. If you're around kids ranging about from the age of like 4 to maybe even 10 years old, and even a bit further than that, you'll often hear, I don't want to give, I don't want to share because it's mine. Oh, but I don't want to, it's mine, it belongs to me. It's not his, it's mine. And these arguments just end up happening between these kids. And then I think that something within us is this greedy nature, that something that has been given to you, it is yours and you shouldn't give it away. So having a mindset of generosity can almost seem self-defeating because it's so instilled in us from such a young age to keep on to what we have. But we need to start being able to cultivate a mindset of generosity, and we need to be able to be generous. And where I think generosity really stems from, and it's closely linked to kindness. So I have noticed and seen being a teacher in the past is when you start teaching kindness, you start seeing things changing and you start seeing kids become generous with what they have. You see, when you start teaching kindness and what it means to be kind, you are focusing on how to give from a position of kindness, which means that you are now giving the power back to the giver
rather than the receiver. You see, what makes us feel like we're not being generous enough, or what makes it feel like generosity is difficult to do or to give, is because we think that we're giving the power to the receiver, but actually generosity is putting you in the position of power, especially when it comes from a point of kindness. So what you've got to do is start cultivating and teaching yourself that where the position that you're coming from, the intent that you're coming from in terms of your kindness, that'll give you the power back to be like, I'm giving this because I want to, I'm being kind, I'm bestowing upon you what I have. It's not just giving away because somebody said you should. You're doing it out of the kindness, out of the goodness, out of the generosity that you have. Generosity mindset is to approach your thoughts from a point of kindness. Understanding that you can choose when to give, when to enrich, and when to grow, and you can choose when not to. When we have a lot, we are able to give a lot more. When you have a little, you can give a little. You give into the capacity with what you have. It's not about giving everything away and expecting everything will return. It's about you being a steward and being wise and being discerning with what you give and how you give it. You see, but there's different types of giving. There's different types of generosity. A group of sociologists identified 5 different types of generosity. This is how we give. And the first and foremost that often comes to everybody's mind is volunteering financial giving. So we'll just give a bit of money because it's probably one of the easiest things to do. But often with that, things are designed in such a way to make you feel guilty. So you give with the wrong intent. You give out of a sense of guilt, which is not going to serve you in any way at all. And that's something that we've got to look into, and something that we'll discuss a bit more later is the intent of giving. But volunteering financial giving. So that's one of the first ways that we can give. And then the second, and I think this is probably the most valuable way of giving, is volunteering your time. Because let's face it, time is our greatest commodity. It's the one thing that we can give but never receive back. So how precious is it that you give time to people around you, especially times to your friends and family and loved ones? And then even how more powerful is if someone doesn't have a link to you and you're like, I'm going to dedicate some time and space to just give my gifts to you. You have so many gifts, words of wisdom, things you can share. Sometimes just your presence is an act of kindness and an act of generosity. But volunteering your time is so powerful. And you see that within soup kitchens. You see that with volunteering in different NGOs and organizations around you. Just the impact that it can have. So volunteering your time, I think, is an amazing form of generosity. The third is relational generosity. This is our emotional resources to others. So this is being a lending ear. This is our relational generosity. So your emotional resources. Being able to be an emotional resource for somebody else. To be a rock in some cases. I mean, the ancient Hebrews gave a lot of this in terms of somebody who's grieving or somebody's going through a hard time, and they used to call the practice sitting shiva, where the practice is where you just sit and be with someone. So part of that is also becoming a relational generosity, and it's also linked into volunteering your time. And then there's neighborly generosity, which is the fourth one. So this is community building generosity. This is where you start giving your time to your friends, your families, to the community around you, to enhance its safety, to enhance its security, to build, to start putting infrastructures within schools, etc., whatever it may be, neighborly to those around you, right? And then the fifth, and I think this is the one that often gets overlooked, is actually personal generosity. And this is the way we are generous to ourselves. How are we giving ourselves time? I think so often we forget that we have to be generous to ourselves. And take a moment and think about what that may mean for you. Take a moment to think what personal generosity means for you. So be aware of these 5 different points of generosity. I'm just going to run through them very quickly over here. So it's volunteering your financial giving, volunteering your time, relational generosity, neighborly generosity, and personal generosity. And these things we can all do in different areas, and this is the way that we can start expanding our giving, expanding our generosity. And you might be saying to me, well, Mark, I understand this, but I'm not in a space where I feel really generous right now. I feel like I've given so much of myself during this pandemic. And this is what I want to talk about is how to give in such a way that giving becomes a lot easier and that your generosity mindset can truly develop and flourish. And I think the most important thing that we can do is set our intention.
your intention behind generosity is probably one of the most important things. And yes, being generous doesn't impact you positively. In fact, research shows that is a quick way to reduce stress and anxiety. But I think it's so important to just give for giving's sake because you are at a point where you want to give. Don't just do it for what it'll do for yourself, right? So the intent behind it. We have seen this work so effectively amongst children where they can just give because this is the point where they want to. They realize that there is some self-gratification in it, but they're also realizing that they are impacting somebody else. And I don't know if you've ever seen when children interact with each other and they just share their toys with one another, how much joy it brings to both parties. And that's why this play is so important. But the thing is, we kind of lose that as adults. We just get so caught up in our own world that we forget to be generous for those around us. So you've got to be able to set your intent. And there's a few questions here that you can take down, right, to help you set your intent in terms of your generosity. To develop that mindset, to be aware of why you want to give, to be aware of why you want to be generous during the season, right? So the first and foremost, most important question is probably, why are you giving? Why do you feel the need to give? Why do you feel the need to be generous? Another question you can ask yourself, am I giving out of respect for the recipient or am I doing it out of pity? I think so often we feel guilty or we feel pity for somebody that we're just like, I just want to give because somehow you feel like it's going to rectify your space in the world. But often what it comes down to is when you're seeing somebody struggle is be like, I respect that person enough to maybe just give him a footing for today. Realize that sometimes pity can lead to respect if you use introspection and start realizing why do you feel pity. Start questioning that point as well. And if that leads to a point of respect, it means you're coming from a much better intention to give. The third question you can ask is what I'm doing going to be helpful? Sometimes we just give for the sake and we don't know the intent behind it. And I mean, that's okay too. That does help. But what are you really giving and what impact are you creating? And fourth is, am I giving to let go? Am I giving with intention to let go? With what you're giving, whether it be your time, whether it be your relational generosity, whether it's neighborly or even your personal, are you letting go? Are you going to trust that I just want to give and be generous and just let go without feeling any remorse for what you've given away? And that's quite hard to do. These questions are there to help you be introspective, to you to understand your heart behind it. These are really great intention-setting questions. One thing that I want to point out is that when you're giving, you should be a cheerful giver. I mean, the Bible in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, I believe it actually speaks about God delights in a cheerful giver. So there's an element where what you're doing, you've got to be able to have joy out of it. So you're not doing it out of guilt. You're not doing it out of this negative space. You're doing it out of a positive space. And you're going to be joyful in giving because you know that you are creating impact for somebody else. You're joyful because it's releasing that dopamine kick that it gives you. And as part of the scientific proof that it has, it brings a dopamine kick. You give because you're happy to do so. I have seen a lot of people, and okay, I'll just give it to you. And then they mope and then they sulk and they feel guilty about it. That's not really going to serve you because your intent behind it wasn't good. But if you come with the right intention, it's so much easier to be joyful. You're like, I know why I'm giving you this. I know I'm taking this space. Sometimes it affects you. Sometimes it hurts, but you know that you're doing it for the right reasons. And then there's so much more joy. But yeah, let's have a look at this because there is a reason why generosity exists, right? And I think we are designed to be generous. And a study by a psychologist named Scott Bayer, when he studied over 300 soup kitchen workers, saw some interesting things that happened to these soup kitchen workers. They showed lower levels of blood pressure. They had increased self-esteem. Their confidence grew. They had lower rates of depression, lower stress, and in fact showed longer, healthier living. So being generous can actually increase your mortality. It makes you so much happier. It increases your self-esteem, makes you feel more confident, which is amazing, right? We're actually designed to give because there's so many health benefits to us. It lowers your blood pressure. I mean, that's remarkable. We are made to give. And more importantly, we are made to build community. We are made to be generous. So take that with you, like realize that you being generous is also just going to impact you just as hugely.
But do it with the right intent. Do it because you want to. It is the season to give, and it's also the season to be jolly. So be jolly in your giving. Be joyful. Be like Santa and give out with your red cheeks and your happiness, right? And just give happiness to people. Let's give more and be more in this season. Because let's face it, the last 2 years haven't been easy. It has been just crap for so many people. And I'm sure you are thinking of people right now who have been dealt a really, really difficult hand and who could do with some of your generosity. So whoever you're thinking of right now, whoever came into your mind, just reach out to that person and do something generous for them. Go back and listen to the 5 points on how to be generous, right? If it is maybe just being generous with your time, volunteering to do something for them. If you know that they're working on something, go help them build it, right? Be generous with your time. Or if you know they're really struggling emotionally, just being that emotional support for them, be generous with that. Think of the ways that you can actively be generous and actively give into somebody's life and just see how that's going to impact you. I know without a doubt, that'll make you feel so much better. Set your intention. Go into it with kindness. Reduce your stress in the process. Elevate others and be a cheerful giver. I'm Mark Miller from Much More Coaching. Thank you for listening. This is the Much More Podcast, where we help you give more and be more in all that you're doing. Please reach out to me at mm_mark_miller on Instagram. I would love to chat to you there. If you enjoyed this episode, yeah, please subscribe. I hope that you have a fantastic day further, fantastic evening, whatever time you're listening to this part of the day. Yeah, just go out, be joyful in giving, be generous, see what change that can make. Be more and give more through your generosity during this festive season. I wish you all a merry, merry Christmas and a fantastic new year. Take care. Bye-bye.